Welcome back, everyone. I hope you all are having a great day. Anyways, this is now my third episode, and it is going to be how it all began. So let's go back to April 2016. I was working for a call center, and I was doing pretty good. I was actually in the operations department and working full-time. I had just bought a new car. It was actually a little SUV. I went from a four-door sedan to a crossover SUV. However, shortly after I bought the car, I got fired. I got laid off. And so, of course, desperate times call for desperate measures. And so I started talking to people and looking online for new jobs. And but I really wanted something with some flexibility, but something that would pay good money. I was already making good money, but now I have to pay for my own insurance. And I have to pay for more gas, maintenance on my car, stuff like that. So, I started looking and I found an ad about delivering packages for a very large online retailer. So, I applied. I got selected. I had to go through a rather extensive interview process. For one, obviously I had to fill out the application. Then I had to answer a bunch of questions. Then I had to take a test. Then I had to do a video of myself answering questions that were on the computer. And that was their way of interviewing you. After that, background check, license, acceptance, and so on. Then finally in June of 2016, I started delivering for this retailer. I had also joined a grocery delivery company. And basically what that was it was basically a grocery. So people would order their groceries on this app. It would be sent to me. I would do the grocery shopping and then the delivery. Now, it's a great job if you like grocery shopping. I did not like grocery shopping. I thought I would. I thought it'd be easy. I thought it'd be fun. I could just hang out at the grocery store. Nope, you have to do it in a hurry. It's timed, all that other stuff. Plus, the grocery store does not necessarily put their food in the place that it should be every single day. And because of that, the app couldn't keep up with where the food is. And if you don't know a certain grocery store, because you would go to different grocery stores, or at least I did, I know there were people that actually stayed at one grocery store, and that's the only place they worked. That way, they would know exactly where everything was, and they didn't have to learn a map or anything like that. But for people like me, I had to learn, because I didn't stay at one grocery store. That's just too boring for me. Anyways, so I started doing both of those. I started delivering packages. I started delivering groceries. And I did that full-time for almost a year. Until 2017, where then I said, man, there are days, there are weeks that I'm not getting a lot of work. And I rely on these companies to give me work. I don't get to just go into a job, or I don't have PTO, paid time off. And so I had to find more work. But I didn't want to work for another company. I didn't want to get a full-time job. I liked the flexibility. It gave me the freedom to choose when I wanted to work and how much I wanted to work. And at that point, year in, I was working full time. And I mean 50 to 60 hours a week. But I was making a really good amount of money. And so, but sometimes there would be days, and they started to get more and more active, is days that I didn't have much work at all. Maybe an hour or so, even less some days. And of course, I couldn't afford that. Those weren't the days that I wanted to take off. So I had to look for other work. And I would not do anything rideshare related. We have two rideshare companies here in Austin, and they had both been gone for a while, and they had just come back in 2016. And so this was around the summer of 2017, and I said, you know what, I'm gonna try food delivery. Now, the one company that I was delivering packages for, the retailer, they were doing food delivery as well, but it was very, very, very limited. So I joined some food delivery companies here in Austin. I went to to their onboarding sessions, which is basically an orientation. They tell you how to open the app, how to work the app, and stuff like that, how to talk to the customers, and then they give you a cooler bag and maybe a t-shirt and some other things. So I joined the food delivery in 2017, and that was pretty cool. I actually liked it. Didn't think I would, but I actually did. It was easy work. Go in, you pick up the food, you get out, you go deliver it. Easy peasy. And as the year went on, I started seeing these ads for big bonuses with the rideshare company, with a rideshare company. And I decided that in October of 2017, this one particular company had a pretty large bonus if you signed up and did a certain amount of rides in a certain amount of time, you would get this bonus. So I decided, you know what? I'm going to sign up. I'm going to do as many rides as it takes to get to this bonus, and then I will decide whether or not I want to continue. If I don't, then I don't. If I do, hey, who knows? So I started in October, at the end of October in 2017, driving for rideshare. Well, by then, that was it. I was hooked. I was a full-time delivery driver. I drove from morning until night. I also, let me backtrack a little bit because I did forget this. I got hired in 2017 with a courier company where I was delivering in the morning medical records, legal documents, real estate documents, and then some catering here and there. And that was great because it was a guaranteed pay, and I worked every morning, Monday through Friday, and then in the afternoon, I would go and deliver packages or food or whatever. Then I joined the rideshare company in October of 2017, and that was it. I was full-time, and I was ready to go. I had 5, maybe 6 companies that I was signed up with, that I was registered with, that had approved me, I could deliver for, and every day I would just do my courier company work in the morning, and in the afternoon I would see who was the busiest. So the way to really work this type of job is you have to be able to manipulate the times and the days and the locations of where they're going to pay the bonuses. Because I have not found that any of them do very well, or they don't pay very well when it's just normal pay and there's no bonuses or there's no spiffs or anything like that. And so you have to be careful because you will work for nothing if you just do regular delivery work every day and don't do any of their bonuses. And so I decided that because I was signed up for so many companies, 4, 5, 6 companies, I figured, you know what, I'll just only deliver when there's a bonus. And that has really worked for me since 2017, believe it or not. And it evens out. There are days where I am busy and it's all bonus all the time and anything I'm doing. And then yes, there are days where it's very, very slow and I'm sitting at home and I'm not doing anything. However, because of the bonus days, because I'm working at a much higher level, a much higher rate. And what I mean by that is I'm working at $25 to $30 an hour. Okay, I don't believe that we should be making less than $25 to $30 an hour at all in any delivery aspect. Okay, and that's been since 2017. Now, what are some of the things that you have to do as a driver if you're going to do this full time? Well, for one, you're 1099, which basically means that the company does not and will not take taxes out of your pay. They will send you a 1099 at the beginning of the next year that basically says this is how much you made. We did not take any taxes. Now you have to claim that. There are other factors. You have to get your own insurance. I get my insurance through the marketplace, Obamacare, as they used to call it. Now I just call it the marketplace. The insurance is not horrible. If you can qualify for a nice credit from the government, your insurance should run you, if it's just you, I only know this as it's just me, but if you're healthy and you're a non-smoker, it's very important to be a non-smoker when you're trying to get these insurances. if you're a healthy non-smoker and you're in your 40s, you'll pay around $125 a month for insurance. My insurance now is not horrible, but it's not the best. There are a lot of locations that don't accept my insurance. There are certain pharmacies that don't accept my insurance. However, that's a workaround. You have to find other pharmacies. And if you do find a pharmacy, my insurance, for example, I don't pay anything for generic drugs, which is absolutely wonderful. I also have a very low copay for the doctor and for clinics. However, I have to pay a deductible for other things. Once I hit the deductible, then the insurance kicks in. My deductible is $2,000 for the year, so it's not horrible. Anyways, you will have to pay a lot more for gas. Not pay more at the pump. You'll just have to fill up a lot more. You'll have to get an oil change a little bit more often. You'll have to get new tires maybe a couple months sooner than you would if you were just driving back and forth to a job. You have to keep up on your maintenance. You have to check your AC, especially in South Texas, Central Texas. When it's 110 degrees out, you don't want your air conditioning to go out. And I will tell you at another time in a story about a time when it was 105 degrees. I had a full car of boxes. I'm getting ready to do a delivery. It's a 4-hour route and my air conditioner stops work, goes out completely. And I have to not only stop at the store, buy one of those bottles of Freon, but I have to put it in the air conditioner. I have to get that thing working, even if it's just for that day. I cannot drive around for 4 hours without any AC. You need that AC in your car, especially if you're going to do, well, really, if you're going to do any type of delivery work in Texas in the summer, you have to have that AC. It's very important. So make sure your AC is running well. And we'll talk about that later in another episode about car maintenance and what you should do and how to do that. You know, back to the healthcare. It does feel like cheaper healthcare. It does feel like. You may not have even heard some of these companies. I've not heard of them. But I will assure you that the insurance is basically the same as the company that you've worked for. It isn't going to be too much different. Maybe the deductible is lower. Maybe the costs are a little bit different. And of course, and now in my case, maybe there's more doctors, more hospitals, more pharmacies that your regular insurance can get you to. But because we're delivery drivers, well, shoot, we can go anywhere we want, right? We can find a pharmacy somewhere and we eventually get there. The hours are so flexible. You want to work 10 hours a day? Then work 10 hours a day. You want to work 3 hours a day? Then work 3 hours a day. You want to work 15 hours a day? Work 15 hours a day. You choose. You want to take lunch every single day at 2 o'clock? Schedule yourself around that 2 o'clock lunch. You can do that. You don't have a boss. You don't have to answer to anybody. If you screw up, they'll tell you, but that'll be it. You'll move on. You'll get better. Yes, they have rating systems, but if you're good at what you do, and you do it with a smile, you'll be fine. But it is great to have that flexibility because some of us, like me, we do other things. And one of the things that I do is I referee sports. I referee basketball, football, and tennis at this time. And I need flexibility for that, to go out of town, to go to a game. Sometimes I get games real quick. Sometimes I get games weeks ahead of time. It just depends. But because I love to do it and I get paid very well, I'd rather do that. But it doesn't happen all the time. So I have to do something to supplement. And I do all the ride. I do all the driving. I do the deliveries. I do the ride share. And that allows me to have flexibility. So that way I can stop doing what I'm doing and go do refereeing if I need to. That's a great thing. One of the things that I like is a lot of these companies, they give bonuses for every number of rides you do, how many hours you work, the time you work, the number of minutes you work, the number of hours you work, how long it takes you, everything. Take advantage of those bonuses. You'll learn them as you go. But boy, they're great. If you can learn how to manipulate them, work when they're ready, work when they're offering them, you'll be good to go. Some of them you have to qualify for, do the qualifications. Then you get the big bonus at the end of the week. Some of these companies pay daily. It may cost like 50 cents to get paid daily. But shoot, if you made $100 and you want to go out that night, you can deposit it into your account within about 30 seconds. It costs you 50 cents and you're good to go. You have that $100. You don't have to wait till the end of the week. You don't have to wait for 2 weeks. You don't have to wait for a month. You don't have to wait at all. Then there are some that actually do pay at a scheduled time, Tuesdays and Fridays. Some pay on Wednesdays. Some pay on Thursdays. I work for so many that I could actually get paid every single day of the week some semblance of money. May not be a lot of money, but it's something. I have gotten it to the point where I get at least $100 a day. every single day. So if I'm down to $50 because I've just paid all my bills, $100 is coming the next day. It's awesome. That's a wonderful feeling to get paid every single day, no matter how much it is. It could be $5. It's great to get more money in your bank account every day. You wake up and you know you're going to get more money in your bank account today. If you work. Now, if you don't work, that's another story. Now, what I did was with the drop-off company that was courier. Now, what I did with the courier company is I worked for them every morning, Monday through Friday, and then I would go deliver packages, and then I would go deliver food or people or whatever I wanted to do, or I'd referee, most likely basketball, or I'd go home and I'd rest. That's what I chose to do. If I made enough money over the last few days, I go home. If I need more money, I work. That was easy. I didn't have to ask my boss if I could get more hours. I didn't have to apply for more hours. I didn't have to go through red tape to get more hours. I logged into the app and that was it. I made my decision my way. It was my decision, not their decision, nobody else's decision, but mine. And that's a great thing, great thing. Now, there are certain times to work in certain parts, or there are certain times that are best to work for certain types of delivery, okay? Delivering people is best at night, on the weekends, and in the mornings during the day, during the week. Groceries, pretty much all day, but the weekends are the best. You'll make a lot of money on the weekends. That's when the bonuses come. That's when the spiffs are come. Food delivery is about the same. Weekends, nights. However, food delivery has become very popular all the time. You get into food delivery, get yourself into 3 or 4 different companies, and you will work 40 to 50 hours a week, every single week, no matter what. I guarantee it. If you don't, then you're lazy and you're not doing any work. This is by far one of the fastest growing segments in the United States. It is a huge market, not just for drivers, but for riders of rideshare, for people ordering groceries to be delivered, people ordering from fast food restaurants, and then every other restaurant now offering delivery. No matter what restaurant it is, they're offering delivery now. This is the time to get in. This is the time to be a driver. And this podcast is for all of you who either want to be a driver, have been a driver for a long, long time, have been a driver and are now burnt out and are doing something different, and you want to talk about it. This is for even people who order from the drivers and want to hear from the drivers. What are some of the things that a driver would love for a orderer or a rider to do? So coming up in the next umpteen... So we will move on with more episodes with stories and advice and anecdotes and anything else, interviews that we can do, we will do it. So stay tuned for the next episode or the next show, the next podcast about driving, sort of like driving Miss Daisy, you know, just driving, man. Just driving everywhere. But it takes a lot. You got to be able to deal with the traffic. You got to be able to deal with parking in funny situations. You got to be able to move quick. In some cases, you may have to go up a third floor apartment. We'll talk about that in future episodes. Anyways, time to sign off. And I will talk to you again next show. Have a good day.